Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. Today, I have a special guest for you. She is my dear friend, Katie Farrow, who sadly, we have yet to ever meet in person. We met through some coaching groups, and Katie is and for me to say this is a lot, she is a numbers genius. Today, we're going to get down and dirty and talk about certain numbers and the relevance of them in your business when it comes to understanding your profitability. But what we're going to be talking about really resonates no matter, you know, even if you're not currently running a business, just running the finances in your home. This is huge. And before you say, I don't do numbers, so therefore this isn't for me, trust me, this is for you. And especially for those of you listening that do run your own business, you have to understand them. And Katie has created the most amazing workbook ever that helps any business owner understand instantly their expenses, their revenue, their profit, where they may be spending money they're not aware of, what is the most profitable part of their business, and all of that. So I'm super excited for this today. I want you guys to really focus and listen in on some of the examples that Katie's going to share with you. The workbook that we mentioned, you can get access to it in the show notes. I use this every single, and I'm going to say week and month because I track my expenses weekly, I track my revenue monthly. But this is a tool for my businesses that I simply could not live without. They have been a massive game changer for me. So let's go ahead and bring Katie on the show. I'm really excited. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. I am super thrilled to have here. I did not say super excited. I told you guys I would stop saying that. But I have Katie Farrow here today. And, you know, I consider myself a numbers nerd. I was a math major. I always prided myself in how I was tracking numbers in my business. And then I met Katie. And I realized I wasn't even scratching the surface on things that I could be doing better to manage my time better and be more organized, which then always makes you more productive. So Katie, I am so glad that you're here. I would love for you to introduce yourself, give everyone a little bit of background, and then we will dive into our conversation today, which I think people are going to learn a lot from.
All right. Well, thank you for having me here too. I am a licensed CPA. I'm numbers nerd too, kind of went through school accounting and then got a job in corporate. So I have corporate accounting experience. Is really where I learned my love for spreadsheets was playing with like massive amounts of data in corporate. But then I worked for a local CPA firm down here in South Florida for a couple of years. And that's where I started getting connected with small businesses and really starting to see in the background there. And I'll save you the long story and cut to the chase, which is when I had my son, I ended up staying home. And then kind of underneath me, a bookkeeping business started to grow. And that's where I really started to meet entrepreneurs more at the ground level, like right when they were getting started, or maybe a couple of years in. And I started to see how many gaps there were on the numbers side of things, where people were getting started and all gung-ho to be making sales and getting their marketing under control and, you know, worrying about their brand fonts and colors. And the absolute last thing on the list was getting their numbers and their taxes organized. And I think some of it comes down to fear and complexity, and then also feeling like I'm not big enough to justify going and meeting with somebody about this. I'm afraid of what that fee is going to be like, or just not even knowing where to get started. So I brought my business online and started with educating entrepreneurs in that space. And it really did start with who I was thinking of in my mind was more of the small business owners that might not consider themselves a small business. Network marketers, Etsy sellers, freelancers, you know, but they are small businesses. So the way that they get treated for taxes and numbers is just like being a small business owner. So I wanted them to know what they didn't know right when they were starting out. And that's how I got here online. So now I run a bookkeeping business and I help entrepreneurs get the number side of their business under control so that they can increase profits, know their numbers, and avoid mistakes.
That's fantastic. And Katie and I met in a female entrepreneur coaching community was how I kind of got introduced to you.
Yes.
And, you know, and I will be honest, I'd let my ego of, oh yeah, I got my numbers, have me not jump in and really dig into it more. And thank goodness I was on a training call that you were delivering, showing this. And I thought, well, I'll kind of have pay attention. You know, I've got this. And then Katie pulled up her profit loss workbook, which is a tool that you sell. And you started demoing this. And I mean, it was like that record stop kind of experience for me when you pulled this up. And the phrase you just said, people didn't know what they didn't know. That was my wake up call when I started seeing how that workbook did all the behind the scenes work for people like myself to show very clearly where are you making money? Where are you spending money? What's, you know, what is your biggest seller? What is not? Like it was a game changer for me. And so I jumped in, got your workbook right away. And the change and impact it has had on my business is incredible. It's incredible. So I thank you for building this and sharing it with everybody.
You're welcome. And yeah, it really was. I talk about how it's so easy and how you just need to track sales, track expenses, and then it's the difference is your profit, which is really where I like to focus. That's what you're left with. And you need to be paying attention to that bottom line. And that's where that phrase comes from. The bottom line is the last number. It's the profit that your business makes on a profit and loss workbook. I've never Googled to make sure that that's where that comes from, but I'm pretty sure that that's where that comes from. This is the bottom line. This is what matters.
Oh yeah.
And then I say, once you see those numbers, you can see what's working, what's not. You can, you know, make smarter business decisions. So then it just kind of hit me that I could take the math out of this and I could create just the easy framework, because what I was also seeing, which we talked about last time when we went in your group, is that people would be paying for QuickBooks. Like when I was bringing them on as bookkeeping clients, they'd say, yeah, I have QuickBooks. And QuickBooks can be $25 a month. So I have some people that pay more. I don't even know why. And then I get in and they've linked their bank accounts and that's it. It's otherwise a whole bunch of garbage that they're paying $25 a month for because it's too robust and what I call accountant-y for them. So I created this tool that, in my opinion, for the right group of people, gives you, it's way easier, it's yeah. clear, it's harder to make a mistake, and then it gives you these metrics that you don't find at least in one spot in QuickBooks or Xero. It doesn't calculate your highest source of revenue. It doesn't calculate your highest source of expenses. It doesn't show you your profit percentage. It doesn't show you any of those things. And I had a lot of fun creating this so that you could just do drop down so you weren't making up new categories each time, because I also got a plethora of people who were coming to me with, I have a spreadsheet to track it. So I saw all the spreadsheets and I was like, this is a very loose definition of a spreadsheet. And it would just be like a running list of expenses with no categories. Right. It might have a memo, like journals, workbooks, you know, different things. But to me, that's office supplies. And you really want to categorize things so that you can sum them up all together, which my workbook does for you, and see at a high level what you're spending your money on in categories. Similar to like if you were keeping track of like your personal food spending, you don't want to see a running list of every receipt that you went. You just want to know what was groceries, what was restaurants, like what are my habits really doing? And that's what this workbook shows you. So you're clicking dropdowns with consistent categories of income or expenses, and then it's going to sum them all up for you so that you can see, and it'll even tell you on the side the percentages. And for the highest one, it even color codes them as it changes.
I love that.
Always have fun with that little formula. Yeah. So you'll see at a glance, this is where most of my money is going. And then you can do the gut check of, does this make sense? Yeah. And only you really know the answer to that.
Yeah. And the thing I love with the categories as well is, you know, for folks listening that are, you know, a Schedule C, which I have a couple of Schedule Cs along with an LLC, it makes that tax reporting so much easier because the categories tie right in when the time comes to do your taxes at the end of the year. Because, you know, before I was having that same problem as well. I wasn't proactively thinking about how I was categorizing my expenses. So I would have mailing, but then postage supplies and then stamps, all exactly. different. And instead that all just needs to be up under one category.
And that is why I did the drop downs too, so that you can remain consistent with yourself. And then also those are customizable. So like for me there, if I were doing it and I only had 10 different categories of expenses, I wouldn't want to see all of the rest. So right. you can delete out rent if it doesn't apply to you. And if you never mail anything, you can take postage out and you can keep it like really clean and concise to you. You can also break out some of those categories if you wanted to know that you, I always like to see when people run ads, you know, you can put like for advertising and marketing or advertising and promotion, you could put like client gifts or promos under that category on your tax return. But you could also put Facebook ads, or you could also put like the Facebook ads management. And to me, I would want to see those things differently. Like, right. because the idea of cost cutting, if you're giving a client gift every time you sign a new client, you're not going to cut that cost. And if you're running ads though, you might want to know how the ads themselves are converting versus who you're paying to do it. Cause you could essentially do it yourself or bring someone else in house. So you can customize your expense list to how you want to see it too.
Yeah.
So you can play with it.
And it's interesting with that. I've been consistently using your workbook and I have it saved 3 different times, which is what I think is so amazing. When you buy the profit loss workbook, you then save it and have the template. So now I've got three of it saved, one for each one of my businesses. And I do it for my, and I love that you mentioned early on, because I know a lot of people who are listening, if they have a direct sales or network marketing business, you are instantly thinking, I don't need something like this. And I'm going to tell you right now, you absolutely do, because here are some cool things I've learned by being able to use your workbook. First and foremost, I did not recognize I was not tracking all of the expenses. Because I would sometimes remember receipts, sometimes not. Then they all go in this big box. And then all of a sudden the next year, it's April 13th. Anyone relating to me here? And you are stressing out going through this whole thing. You're like, I don't even remember why this receipt is in that box. Like, oh my goodness. But now with that just workbook always open on a tab in Google Chrome for me, I have a spot where I put them. And then at the end of the week, I can just quickly enter them all in. But here are things that I did not fully be able to understand. And I love that you brought up the customer gifts. A lot of people will, you know, send out a treat to a new customer or run a referral program for their customers. Well, it was really eye-opening to me to see what the cost impact was at the end of an entire quarter, because our workbook sums it up for you month, but then also does quarterly roll-ups, all of it automatically, to say, okay, if this is the revenue I'm generating from my sales, and you know, I'm just going to make this number up, and 50% of it I'm turning around for customer gifts, maybe that's what you want to do and that's fine. But to see that so blatantly in front of you really gives you control to make the decisions as if you are the CEO of your business instead of acting, you know, sometimes we act like salespeople. A friend of mine, Roxanne, always says, you know, don't be a glorified salesperson, be the CEO of your direct sales business. I also ran an experiment for a month where I broke down and put in every product that I sold to see which product is generating the most revenue in my business. And it's not the ones that I thought it was. So that gave me an opportunity to kind of highlight those more and really go after that. So I think for folks in the, you know, network marketing direct sales business, this would be a game changer for you to have it. And then I also recently, just for my Megan Summerall company, and you and I have talked about this before, it's all those little things, all those little, the $25 a month QuickBooks, like you talked about, the $15 a month Calendly, the whatever for, you know, all the little pieces of software. Well, at the end of a quarter, when I looked at how many software subscriptions and saw that number and saw that it was creeping up to 18% of my expenses, I was able to step back and say, I'm not okay with this. And so since then, I have found a new, you know, a way to streamline. I've gotten rid of three subscriptions, which, hey, $15 to $19 a month, you're like, oh, whatever. That adds up when you've got three of them over the course of a year. So just the visibility that it gives you, and it's so fast and easy to use. It's amazing.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. And I want to echo too, the lost expenses are huge. So that's another thing where, and it's so easy to lose track of expenses. So I want to back it up and say that this workbook, if used properly, will help you keep track of them. But the absolute best way to make sure that you don't lose an expense is to pair this workbook with using it to input your sales and expenses in your business only checking account. So even if you're running a network marketing and it seems like low dollars, you should have a separate account for your business. It can be done like in PayPal. If you have to do something like that, you could run it all just through PayPal. I don't love that. So I wouldn't recommend that being the place, but there's ways to keep those costs down. You could even call your bank and say you want to open up like a sub account underneath it. I know there's some banks that allow you to do this because that's sort of the profit first way of doing it. Yep. And then you can take that sub checking account and run your business through there so that you're seeing all of your sales and all of your expenses in one place. That way you'll take your statement at the end of the month and you'll go line by line and enter it in, you know, with the drop downs and everything into your workbook or once a week or however often you want to do it. And you won't lose those expenses that way. So you get like the debit card or whatever it is associated with the checking account. And when you go and you buy your client gifts or you go and you buy your little office supplies, which all add up, you put your subscriptions all on there. You do not commingle your personal and your business expenses because when you do, you will lose track of them. You'll lose business expenses in your personal, and they might end up on your credit card, or you might have multiple credit cards or your checking account. And once they're lost, you have to think, if you don't remember that you did it, you're not going to claim it on your taxes. And when you don't claim it on your taxes, you're going to pay more in taxes. So you're losing money by doing that. And then you're losing clarity in the business making decisions, like you said, and those little softwares, they do add up. And what, if you're like me and probably most people are, you are avoiding this area. And then when you get into it, it becomes like a little game. Like, where can I save? Where am I overspending? So I'm doing these things on the personal side now. And I'm saying, okay, I was just having the conversation this morning about like how me and my husband are going to switch to Amazon Prime together, because we haven't been. So he's been paying for a year and I've been somehow paying monthly and I didn't know. And it's $13 a month and it adds up. And I called ADT yesterday and got them to bring my bill down by $12. And I called AT&T and they brought it down by $35. And those small little things add up to hundreds of dollars a month. And hundreds of dollars a month is really something. So it becomes contagious. And then you just start to become more mindful and less, what's the word? you know, less willy-nilly with everything and you're bleeding money.
Yeah.
And to me, it kind of goes back to like, what's the purpose of what you're doing? Why are you working? You're not working to just be able to frivolously blow money. You're working so that you can feel some real changes in your life. And if your business isn't profiting or it's not profiting to its potential, then you're doing this kind of for nothing. And that's the wake-up call that I think connects paying attention to your profits, because profit is the reason that you're in business. And it's the reason why you're spending nights and days trying to get this to work or making it work. And the worst is if you're making it work and then you're still bleeding out your expenses or losing track of them and overpaying in taxes or making mistakes on your taxes that can get you in trouble years down the road and jeopardize everything you've been working so hard for.
Yeah, for sure. And I know a lot of people, and I fell into this mindset years ago, you know, where they're tracking what was my revenue for the month. So how much money did I make? And they were so focused on that. And so they would say, oh my goodness, this is so great. You know, from January to February, I made 10% more. But what's really interesting is maybe you didn't. Maybe your expenses went up so much that here you are celebrating all these new sales without recognizing maybe your revenue went up, but maybe your expenses went up. And so you really aren't walking away with more money. And so this has been a great mind shift for me. I set little goals for myself on my profit every single month. So that way I've had months where my revenue, I didn't hit my goal for my revenue, but I ended up hitting my goal for my profit because I streamlined expenses. I got rid of things. And so that, and I'm talking to any business owner, but you too, for my folks listening that run direct sales and network marketing, just because you sold X amount more, if you turned around and ran massive incentives for your team, bought all these gifts, sent out all this stuff, you may have been walking away with less money at the end of the month. And you don't know that unless you're tracking it. And when you track it, now you're sitting in a place of power to make really intentional, strategic decisions for how you want to run your business. And I was having a conversation with a client of mine just a couple of days ago. And you know, we were kind of talking about this a little bit because we're kind of chipping away at all the places for her to set up some systems to really optimize her time better. And this was one. I said, it is now time for you to do this. And her instant reaction was, I don't do numbers and I'm not technical. So we've already, I think, dispelled the numbers part because this workbook does all of that for you. People, you can tell is 10 bigger than 8. Like anybody listening to this knows that. That's really about all the math that you need to be able to understand. But I want to talk a little bit to the technical side of this because you guys know I hate the excuse of I'm not tech savvy for reasons that people won't try something. So how easy is this for people to get started with this Google Sheet?
Hey there, if you are feeling overwhelmed, like your calendar is out of control, like you are just running against a race that will never end in terms of your to-do list, I have great news for you. I have just done a complete update on my app. Yes, I have an app in both the App Store and Google Play called The Pink Bee, and it is chock full of small but incredibly powerful trainings to help you get out of overwhelm. It includes my signature Ditch the Overwhelm training, an introduction to my time management framework. It can help get you started on weekly planning, helps you understand the four levels of planning, gives you access to my epic One Notebook Challenge, and some tips and tricks on how to get your phone organized. And all of that is available for you right inside the Pink Bee app. So open up either your App Store or Google Play, do a search on The Pink Bee, all one word, download the app. And then to unlock all of that training, it's only $4.99 US. I will see you inside the app.
Oh, so easy. I tried to make it as easy as possible to know who I'm targeting it to. So it's not in Excel. It's in Google Sheets, which means you don't need any special software. I think you may need a Google account if you don't already have it so that you can edit it, but that's free. And it'll walk you through setting that up. So then you have Google Sheets and it's accessible on your mobile device. If you get the Google Drive app, it's accessible anywhere that you have internet access. So you'll just log into your Google account. And so you could pull that up on your computer. If your computer catches fire, you can pull it up on someone else's computer. It's no problem. So you don't need to save it. It automatically updates itself. That's what I love about Google Sheets. When you go in, you click a button. When you get access to this, it's housed in Kajabi as a course, and it has more than just the workbook. But this workbook has a demo video walking you through exactly how to use it. You click a button to launch it, and it prompts you to make a copy. So you make your copy, and then it just you'll have a, I don't know how many minute video, five, six, something.
It's short.
Yeah, something concise just to get you to the point. You go through, and you are editing your chart of accounts where it shows you the income categories you want to see in your business and the expense categories you want to see in your business. And then otherwise, you're going to a tab for each month and you're typing in the date, the amount, and you're choosing a drop-down category. And I think for the expenses, you put the vendor, just so you know, just so that you can look back at that and say, okay, where is my software going?
That's optional, but I would encourage people to use it. But
yes, optional, but good, because once you see the summary, then you're going to go, exactly like you said, how did software and subscription end up to be so high? And then you'll look and you'll say, okay, I'm paying for, you know, WordPress and the upgraded version of Zoom and Calendly and Canva and all of these things. Yep. And maybe even, you know, your trial turned into something paid. And so, yeah, you're putting in dates. If you can type and you can click, it works because you're doing no math, but it does on the same side, on the same tabs that you're entering your information for each month. Half of it is doing this automatic, really fun calculation for you that shows you everything in a snapshot and you watch it change as you're going along. And then you're going to see the percentages and you're going to know what that means. It's going to be, I made most of my money through this one category that I created. And I always say, like, do a gut check. How does that feel? Is that where you think you're making most of your money? Are you putting most of your efforts there so that makes sense and it feels good and that's what you want to sell? Or are you noticing that this thing that you're not promoting much is making most of your money, which can say, what if I focused more there?
Right.
And I stopped spending my time focusing on this thing that I'm so obsessed about, but isn't doing what I want it to do. And I've even had people just shut down things that they were marketing, products, services, or things like that, because they ended up making more money by not doing it. And then on the expense side, you can see what you're spending. So you can see what works and what doesn't. And I'm actually not a huge cut expenses person. I want you to cut expenses that aren't bringing you benefit today and won't bring you future benefit, or you don't see that that's happening yet. Sometimes you're still in testing mode and you think it's going to bring you benefit, and I'm all for that. Like, keep trying that out, but then eventually say, is this working or is this not? Do I need to pause this? Is there something that I need to do to get that working? But yeah, I believe that even my mom, who can't, like, she can barely turn her computer on. She could use this.
Yeah.
And she would like to, because it doesn't have to connect to her bank, which she's funny about. Yeah. But if you do, like I said, and just get that separate bank account, then the process is just make sure all of your income's going in there and all of your expenses are going out. And then at the end of the month is my recommendation. When the statement is ready, take it and open those two things up, or print it, or however you do it, and just go income on one side, expense on the other, and let it do its magic. And then you can see how you're doing, and you will be shocked at how good it feels to see it, because so many people sit in fear of looking at these numbers. I've heard everything under the sun from, I feel successful and I don't want the numbers to show me otherwise, to, I'm scared to see how bad it is, to somebody the other day, she was younger, but this was interesting for me. She does not check her bank account because it makes her feel bad because the money's going in and the money's going out. And she used to be able to watch the money grow when she was an employee and she's running a business and it's COVID and it's just not what she wants it to be right now, but I'm going to help her get that under control to where it feels good again to look at that. And what I always say is, ignoring it doesn't make the problem go away, but I can promise you that like, just, it's just like getting on the scale. You know, you know, you need to start a fitness journey. You know, you need to lose weight. You've got to get on the scale and have that moment where you hold your breath and you step on, and then you can know what you're dealing with and move forward. And it's exactly like that. So you'll have the clarity. And then if it's worse than you think, you'll make it better. If it's better than you think, you'll make it better.
Yeah. And it will motivate you. And I think for people, you know, for me, that revelation of just how much time I'm saving, I enter my expenses weekly. That's just my system because it takes me a couple minutes. And it's always kind of this fun day because as the month goes on, you know, I just see negative because I'm only entering my expenses. Then at the end of the month, I have my reports that I go grab that shows me all the revenue that came in. So that's like, as I sit down and enter it, it's so cool because it's automatically over on that right-hand side. All of a sudden, those numbers start changing and turning, and it makes it so fun. You actually enjoy sitting down and doing this. And, you know, when you were talking about understanding, you know, maybe you're spending all your time on an offer that's not making money. For anybody listening who is in kind of the online space for a business where maybe, you know, you're setting up your first funnel and you've got a funnel with a freebie and then there's some kind of tripwire out there. A lot of people set a goal for themselves to say, I want to make just enough on my tripwire to cover my ad spend. Well, this spreadsheet is going to show you that every single month. You'll be able to say very easily, I can see I spent X amount on ads and here's how much revenue that tripwire brought in. Is this connecting? And if so, great. If not, now you have, knowledge is power. Now you know, and now you know what to do about it. So, I mean, I could probably talk for 10 hours on all the examples of why this workbook is just such a game changer. Katie has very generously offered a discount code to everybody here in the Work Life Harmony podcast community. So I have a link in the show notes on where you can go and grab what she calls her small business starter kit. Because you get this workbook, but then you also get a bunch of other tools, the mileage log, quarterly tax reminder, you can be a part of her community. It's a must have for your business. And if you go in, and I'll put the coupon code in the show notes as well, but if you go in and type in Harmony in all capital letters, you will get a discount on this. And it's not a monthly fee, it's one and done. So go grab it.
Yeah, that discount it's going to give you 15% off. And just like she said, we talked about it last time and you should get in while you can. It doesn't matter when you're going to get it. It's still going to be over-delivered for what you're getting charged, but it's crazy low right now because I understand that you're going to take it and use it for yourself, but you can take it year over year and copy it. If you have multiple businesses or lines of your business, you can copy it. I enhance it all the time. Recently added in a estimated tax portion so that every month it'll tell you to set aside a certain percentage for taxes, which you can customize that percent. And quarterly, you can put in when you paid them. That's really going to help you at tax time and it's going to help your accountant and they're going to be grateful that you have track of that. But those enhancements, once you're part of the community, you can always just keep going back in and getting the most updated version. And so you buy it once and it's not that monthly subscription like QuickBooks where you're using it and not getting the deal. So the 15% off makes it crazy good. And then there's something else that I wanted to say about what's included. Yeah, you get the mileage log, and I wanted to mention miles because like you said, there's some client gifts that people aren't keeping track of. When you're going to purchase those client gifts and when you're going to mail them and really anything else in between that you're doing for the purpose of your business, you can count those as business miles. So I recommend if you're not using an accountant to sit down and talk through which way of taking your auto deduction is best, to do the one that's hard to mess up, which is the standard mileage. So that's what this log is for. You can put your miles in there. It's got the cents that you get per each mile and it'll do that calculation for you. So at the end of the year, again, you have those numbers. You don't forget them because you're tracking them every time you go somewhere and those add up too quickly.
Yep. Awesome. Well, Katie, thank you as always. Every time I get the chance to see Katie, I just want to give you like the biggest hug ever and go, thank you for creating this. It's something that every single business owner needs to have. You guys all need to have this in your toolkit because it will help you with time management. It's going to help you stay organized. And because of that, it's going to help you be more productive because it's going to highlight what you should be spending your time on. So I think it just ties in beautifully with everything I'm passionate about. So thank you for giving us your time here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.